Was that a greeting?
No, you don't have
don't,
to swear.
Don't swear.
You're
not
handing out. You're
okay.
Sworn at.
You're on, gentlemen.
I can swear. Hello,
Merce. Sir, you are representing the three appeals known that we have listed as CAP Financial Properties?
That's correct.
And there are three parcels that are together. This is a picture of one, if I'm not mistaken. Would you back up to where those three parcels are as she goes? You might just minimize that or a little bit so we can see the.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, so there's the properties.
Those are separate parcels. Right?
Yes, they are.
And the church, according to that map, sits across a couple of them, right? Across parcel lines?
Those are the, yeah, they're right.
It looks like that may be.
That one? That one, and then the other one on the left. There's a three. They're separated by an easement, looks like.
Yeah, that power line runs.
Right.
I'm assuming that power line runs through there.
Right.
Is that an overhead easement, or is that actually land that was taken out of there?
Land taken out.
Really? And that's how.
Is that right? I mean, James has.
And that's out of the acreage, right?
Yeah, it's deeded, or we wouldn't parcel it up.
Correct. So it's not part of the parcel.
Okay. That's cool. But they can use it. They can use it for parking, right?
Looks like they can use it for building a building on too.
Well,
I'll say on that one, yes.
Anyway, we have three separate parcels, and they're defined by boundaries based upon the deed descriptions. I assume, correct? And we are ready to hear. What you have to say, Jim? I know you have to run, but we'll hear.
7 minutes.
Okay.
This will kind of summarize it real quick. If you guys could just read that.
We can do that. Thank you.
And that may be jumpstart. Maybe not, but maybe so.
Just as we read up on this real fast, some basic outlines of we're explaining to everyone on even numbered years. In Missouri, we do reassessment in odd numbered years. 2011, 2013, this is an even numbered year. So we have very strict guidelines of what we can and can't decide upon. And based off of what was submitted, it looks like you're asking for reassessments. And so I'm looking for the circumstances that would be within our guidelines of erroneous or double assessment or
miscalculation.
Or calculation error. So that's where I'm looking for, unless there's something else that's happened to the property that in the last, 16, 18 months. That may be something. Okay.
I represented a church for these people in Kansas City. I wish I'd brought my pictures. They not only vandalized the HVAC system, they took everything.
Yeah. Stripped the wire probably.
100, everything. They cut all the wires, pulled the junction box off. I couldn't believe it. I had to take pictures because you wouldn't believe the damage. And what they didn't take, they destroyed. It was the whole unit for the sanctuary. I mean, they went in there because it was behind the church and up against the hill, kind of like this one, kind of remote. They went in there and nobody, they must have hammered, jackhammered. I don't know how they got them out of there, but they got all the condensers, all the wiring, all the copper, everything, and just laid it open.
So at this building, the HVAC was vandalized, but nothing in the building, correct?
Now, I, I don't know that.
Okay.
Dave, what's Gubin's first name? Dan, Dave, the realtor, we talked about it yesterday. He said that there's a lot of damage out there.
Okay.
And that's one of the reasons that he's in some difficulty getting anybody interested, because there's like $200,000 worth of damage to the property that has to be rectified. So,
I would like to go out and send my people out and take a look at that. If that's the case, I don't have no objection to $300,000. That's actually about $200,000 less than what we have on the books. But I've got to go document it.
Sure. Are you hearing that conversation?
Uh-huh, uh-huh. I think that's perfectly fine.
Do you have a list of what he's calling damage?
I'll tell you what I'll do. I told Dan I'd come by and see the guy that just got the listing on it.
Okay.
And he told me that he would take me out there and we could go through it. But okay. He said there's quite a bit of damage.
Okay.
So I need to go out there and take a quick look. Okay. And then I'll send you down some specifics.
Okay.
But that's kind of what's going on.
You say Dan, do you mean David Gubin?
David Gubin.
Okay.
I was looking for his email. I guess I didn't bring it with me. But I talked to him I talked to him on Friday. And I said, tell me about that. He said, I don't know if we're ever going to sell it. The condition it's in. Vandalized the whole thing this year, so. But they're trying their best. But if that's the case, I don't need to show you all my comps. I did comps for churches. You can't get $110 for a church.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen. So.
Let's go the other route.
What we can do is go the other route this year, and then take a look at it in 2013.
Because if you get into comps, they're going to have to reassess, and they're not reassessing.
No. But here's the thing. According to David, and maybe you guys can enlighten me, that's only good for a church or a school, and there's other people that would like maybe to do something with it. That's a lead seller. It's on second. It's not even a city utility system. So. And it's a residential area, so I couldn't find anybody that gave me much hope for this. Anyway.
It's a pretty unique property. I mean, it sits, like you said, it sits in residential areas, so it's very unique. So you'll have to find a special buyer, that's for sure. But because it is, I don't know where the city limits are on that, but it's nowhere close.
I think it's right down that road. Isn't it?
Yeah, on the end of the bottom of Luster.
I'm assuming that blue line.
All right, that'll make it real easy, and I'm prepared to do that. That was one of my arguments as to why they wanted us to go to the show.
If we can't agree on that, okay. We'd probably have to
twice.
We can deny come back.
I've got to hold it till Thursday.
Sorry to hold you guys up.
Oh, you're fine. We're gonna send the assessor's gonna send his guys back out there, do an assessment based off of what they find.
Get his card in.
Then we'll make a decision on Thursday the next time we're meeting. Now, it sounds, you may get, but it's hard to say. We're normally a 5-person board. We may be at 5 full strength on Thursday. I'm not sure, but yeah, first step is the verification from the assessor's office.
You're going to give me a list in the next day or two.
Yeah, sure.
What was damaged? Yeah.
I was looking on the map. And I don't have GPS in my car. What's the easiest way to get out there?
Oh, there's no easy way.
I know. That's what I'm. 165, and you clear out around there. I mean, it's clear out there.
If you got your GPS, go to the Welk Theater. The Welk Theater. The Welk Theater is within,
a quarter of a mile
from there. Yeah, a quarter of a mile from there, and that should be on your GPS.
Okay.
or Welk Theater, Point Royal, that's real close to that area. That's all I would say is probably the closest landmark you've got.
Okay. Cool. And sounds good.
Yeah, real close. Yeah, the extreme parking lot will be real close to the property.
Cool.
All right. Thank you, sir.
0013 at the bottom.
Last time I was here, you were in the office. This little building with road and bridges.
All of cars.
I can be about 3 years.
Didn't respond on the phone call. There are five properties. Do we want to deny those? These were this morning, remember?
Right, we tried it twice.
Yes.
What do you want to do? You want to deny those? You want to wait till Thursday?
Every single one of them is reassessment. He's already met with him, then tried, and now he's to us. I'm confident he was here last year too, but I don't know which properties.
All right, we'll work with you.
No, we're still doing business.
A lot of those look like they could be big issues. We've been denying motels, so chair wants, I can make a motion to deny number 0013, 0014, 0015, 0016, and 0017.
Second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to deny appeals numbered, last four numbers, 0013, 14, 15, 16, and 17. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
What did you do on stuff fast? Didn't we hear them last
year? Gentlemen, we will stand in recess as the BOE until Thursday.
At what time?
And we're going
at what
to
time?
Get that with between you and Nikki here. Yeah. It'll be afternoon because we've got county commission in the morning. So can we shoot for 1 o'clock? So give Nathan a handle and
I. If you my guys, schedule's not that tight.
1 o'clock. Okay.
But if 1 o'clock is.
Would you?